Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, we just brought our entire school district into brick and mortar schools, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. One of the problems is that the district, the Board of Trustees, has yet to commit to bringing everybody into brick and mortar schools beginning in August. We have not heard that so far from the school district. And joining us in our next half hour will be Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. They're going to have a big rally just ahead of the Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. We got a bunch to do today right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, you are looking at reduced speeds as you work your way on Interstate 15 through the resort area. North of Tropicana, south at Sahara, you're averaging about 45 as you work your way through there. Moderate flows on the Beltway right now. You're moving. 215 west at Gillespie, some congestion there. 215 north at Robbindale, ditto on that. Also, as we look at the Northern Beltway, you're pretty much bumper to bumper there. 215 westbound at Tenaya. Also, remember the road work, which is taking place on Interstate 11 southbound at Wagon Wheel. The on and the off ramps will close again tonight at 8 p.m. That continues through tomorrow.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. All eyes were on the quarterbacks as UNLV practiced in full pads for the first time yesterday. It was their fourth of 15 spring practices. After the practice, both Justin Rogers and Doug Brumfield met with the media, and it's going to be quite the battle to figure out who the starting quarterback for UNLV is going to be this year. Speaking of UNLV athletics, the baseball team, they're going to play a three-game series against Pacific this weekend, beginning on Thursday. It was originally scheduled to be an off weekend, but they have added this series. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're coming off a 6-1 win against the Blues on Monday. The two teams play again tonight in St. Louis. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us now, one of our good friends. She's been on the program many, many times. And whenever there is something happening around our schools, around the school district, she is right there front and center. She is Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Erin, I know that Clark County School District is still trying to find its sea legs relative to brick-and-mortar schools versus hybrid education. They're going to be doing testing in the next couple of weeks. They're just coming off of spring break. I guess my question is, Thursday there will be, in fact, tomorrow there will be a school board meeting, the Board of Trustees, and there is still some question as to what next year will look like, whether it will start in August, will it start in September, will it be brick and mortar, will it not be? And I know that your organization has some concerns, and a lot of parents in the district have concerns, do they not?
Hey, Kevin, yeah, they do. And, you know, like you said, we just started back with more kids on campus, and, you know, I know that that's going really well. As far as, you know, the teachers are, a lot of them are really glad to be back in the classroom. The parents are really glad to be back. But we don't have any kind of guarantee from the district about what next year is going to look like. And so we really, really need parents to show up to the school board meeting tomorrow night and let the trustees know and let the superintendent know that we are very happy that they're making steps to get us on campus. But we need to be 100% full-time on campus. And that really can't be negotiated. We need them at school 5 days face-to-face.
And tell me, what is your sense of why the district seems so slow in committing? I mean, I would think it would be that this would be a test drive. What we're doing now would be a test drive for next August, and that next August all the kids, all the teachers would come into the schools, into the brick and mortar schools. What is holding them up?
You know, I think that's a great question, and you know, it's one of the questions that we've been asking all along. Especially now, when I believe today is the day that everyone from age 16 is now eligible for a vaccine if they choose to have one. So there's really no reason for anyone to feel like they can't go back to the classroom. You know, we hear a lot of back and forth about needing more money, needing more funding, needing, you know, more teachers. And you know, you've heard me say this before, education is important. And as a parent and, you know, as an organization, we support funding public school. But we also want to make sure that we're, you know, recognizing a lot of the funds that have been given to the schools over the past few years, in the past several legislative sessions. And also the raises the teachers got last session and that they've already received this session. And we have, you know, millions of federal dollars coming in here. We've already had some come in. We're having more come in. And so there's really no reason that we can't utilize that money correctly in order to get every kid back into the classroom. And really, I think that in other states, they've shown that they've been able to do that really, really easily and also very safely.
What is your sense of what the district is going to do to bring kids who have fallen so far behind with what happened last school year, what has happened this school year? Testing, I understand, is down across the board. Is there any sense you get of what the district plans to do? For instance, mandatory summer school?
Right. So I don't think that anything is going to end up being mandatory, but I know that there was a bill that's being heard in Carson City last week or so that would allow for summer school programs, and they're allowing some of that federal CARES Act money to be allocated to teachers and teachers' assistants so that they can offer some in-person, hopefully, and some remote summer school classes. I don't know if they'll have enough teachers to teach, but I hope that they will. But, you know, the reality is we don't even know the tip of the iceberg at this point. I know they're going to be doing some of that testing as schools are going back in person, but we just don't really know. I mean, I spoke to a teacher today, and she is a full-time kindergarten, full-day kindergarten teacher, and she's had her kids back yesterday and today for the first time in person. And just at this point in the year, she was really concerned with how many kids couldn't even write their names, really basic things that they would have already learned at this point in the year. And, you know, kids that probably should have already been referred for special ed and some other services that they were not referred for because of the fact that they haven't been in the classroom and the teachers haven't had eyes on them. So I think that we are in for a very bumpy ride for the whole next year or two of really catching kids up, figuring out where everyone is. And they are going to have to use some of this federal money to address that.
Do you have any ideas, because I know you care desperately for kids across the district, your own family, obviously. Do you have a feel for how we bring these kids up to speed? I mean, I spoke with a teacher, a second grade teacher yesterday, that said that some of her students still don't know how to tie their shoes.
And that's just
jaw dropping. Do you have an idea of how we bring these kids back up?
You know, I'm not a teacher, and I think that teachers are professionals, and they should be treated like professionals. I think that we need to make sure that the resources are allocated towards catching our kids up. I think, you know, we should be offering summer school. We should be offering Saturday school. We should be offering, you know, credit retrieval programs after school. We have to get creative, and we're going to have to really work together, you know, as a district and as a state, frankly, to figure out how to do that. And here's the other thing, you know this, it's not equitable across the state. So in Northern Nevada, it's, we've had kids back in the classrooms since August. And so, you know, now the CCSD kids are just getting back in the classroom in the beginning of May, or excuse me, April. And so, you know, that's a huge gap that's already, I mean, I don't know how we're going to address that. So, you know, I think we need to be able to use some of this federal money to address the learning loss that we've experienced. And, you know, frankly, Kevin, you've heard me say this before, but the inequity of the learning loss is going to just get, the gaps are going to get even worse because the families who did not have the resources to pull their kids out are the ones that are going to have the most learning loss. And, you know, the families that have had the opportunity to pull their kids out to homeschool or, you know, put them in a charter or private school, those kids are going to be way ahead of the game. So, you know, and these are all kids that are going to be growing up together, going to college together and competing for jobs. You know, how is that equitable? And so that's the question we need to really be asking, is how do we catch these kids up and how do we identify the kids that are in the most need?
Let me just ask you, and again, Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Is the teachers union on board? Do they understand what is at stake here and how far behind our kids have fallen? Do they know that?
I think that's a question you'd have to probably address with the teachers union. From what I've seen, there's a lot of different opinions from the different teachers unions. And what I've seen is from a statewide perspective, you know, we haven't had a very large push to get our kids back into the classroom. In fact, what I hear mainly from the teachers' unions is just more complaining about ventilation and old buildings and not feeling safe. And so, you know, it's unfortunate because I don't think that that's reflective of all of the teachers and what the actual teachers feel. But, you know, we are hearing from a lot of the unions that I think they've very heavily influenced whether or not our kids have been back into the classroom up to this point. So I think if they were really motivated to get our kids back in the classroom and they really, really recognize the severe issues that we are going to be dealing with, they probably would have been back in the classroom already. That's just my personal opinion.
Erin, it's always good to visit with you. Just so people know what's going to be going on tomorrow, can you go over that one more time, the Board of Trustees meeting and the rally ahead of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, you know, just to go to your point, we are meeting ahead of the school board meeting in front of the building at the Las Vegas Academy Theater, because we really feel like this CCSD school district has shown that it's too big and that it's not meeting the needs of the kids. And this last school year has just highlighted that, and we really realized that the only thing that's going to really make it better at this point is to break the district up into smaller chunks. And, you know, we know that this has been tried before, but right now parents are really motivated to find better school options for their kids. And unfortunately, we're seeing that we're being offered less choice by a lot of legislators, and they want to remove choice from parents and at a time where we need more choice than ever before. And so we are going to ask legislators, we're going to ask the governor to really consider breaking up the school district. And so that's going to be ahead of the school board meeting at 4 o'clock. And then the school board meeting starts at 5 p.m. And we really like parents to come out and just let the superintendent, let the trustees know that they're glad for the steps that they've made to get us into the classroom, but it's not enough. And we need a commitment that we're going to be full-time, all our kids, all of our middle school, high school, all of our special needs kids, and open playgrounds. We need parents to come and make their voices heard and let them know what we want.
Erin, how do folks join your, what I call a parents' union, and I guess that's what you call it as well.
Yeah.
How do folks help you achieve these goals?
Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, we did launch our parent union in October. We're growing, and, you know, we did really decide that there's more parents out there than there are teachers, union members, and so we just need to band together. And so if people want to join our union and you know, be a part of this parent army that we're building, they just need to go to power2parents.org. That's power with the number 2parents.org. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Follow us there and, you know, like us and join our union.
Erin, thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. Keep us posted, would you please?
Thanks, Kevin. Absolutely.
There you go. Erin Phillips, president and co-founder of Power to Parent. They do such a great job, whether it's curriculum, sex ed curriculum, things like that, or something as simple as how are we going to open the school year next year? That, to me, is critical. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We know. Life gets hectic. Work, kids, sports. Who could expect you to remember ice for the barbecue, diapers for the baby, or maybe it's food for the dog? Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you. With all the essential items you need, complete with contactless delivery right to your doorstep. And ordering couldn't be easier with the free Terrible Social House app or online at TerribleHerbs.com. You got this. Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's been a lot of talk in Washington, D.C. about the border wall. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I want to just pass along some information I got from Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. Yes, they do get money, but their money comes filtered from the state to the county, and the county then cuts them a check. There will be, supposedly in this infrastructure bill, there will be money that will go directly from the feds to cities like North Las Vegas. So just so you know that. Tony Childress is the Livingston, Illinois sheriff. He's not a border sheriff, but he was on with Brian Kilmeade this morning urging Biden to finish the border wall. There is talk now that they're going to want to finish the border wall. This was Tony Childress this morning with Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends.
Here's what the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, reportedly spoke to ICE officials last week in a virtual meeting. Says this: the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall has ended, but that leaves room to make decisions in particular areas of the wall that need renovation, particularly projects that need to be finished. Would you like to see him fill the gaps in these walls, put the technology in, and finish off the roads?
Absolutely, Brian. Who leaves their doors unlocked at night when they go to sleep or when they leave to go to work? Who leaves their doors unlocked? I don't know anybody that does that. Why would we leave our nation open for immigrants to come in? Many of them, I'm not saying all of them, but many of them are criminals. Why would you leave your nation unlocked so that it leaves our public unsafe? Unsafe. And so, no. Listen, if they're going to be serious about this and be truthful about filling in those gaps in those walls, I would love to see it.
I would love to see it as well. The fact is, when you have Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, talking that way, that tells me that the Biden administration may want to reverse course and undo some of those executive actions that Biden did over the course of the first couple of days of his administration. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up in our next hour, gentleman Jim Dallas will bring us the story of MGM Resorts bringing back conventions with in-room testing, vaccine, passport technology. It sounds like 1984 all over again. It's like Big Brother for some reason. Sorry about that. We'll talk about that coming up in our next hour. Also coming up in our next hour, Michael Schaus. He'll be joining us, communications director for NPRI. And Heidi Kasama will give us an assemblywoman's view of what's going on during week 10. This is week 10 of the 81st Nevada legislature. Not a lot of bills being passed. Maybe that's a good thing. I mean, I'm becoming convinced that the less this legislature does, the better off you and I are going to be, because they're planning some things relative to elections, AB4 and AB 321. AB4 was an emergency bill in the special session, and essentially we're looking down the barrel of AB 321, which would memorialize, would make permanent all of these so-called emergency measures. I mean, some really bad stuff. The ballot harvesting, which everybody agrees was absolutely horrific. And don't forget the at-home voting, which caused so many.